This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Thalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fih. Hudan Lil Muttaqin. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون إن الذين
كفروا إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد إخوتي في الله فاعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة كل ضلالة في النار والعياذ بالله يا إخوتي في الله Last Sunday, we went over some of the advice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Abu Darda, and he said, radiyallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him with 9 different advice. And the first of the 9 was that a mu'min should never associate anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the situation, regardless of the consequence that may come in result of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, bi-idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the time that we have, we will continue with those advice of the Messenger of Allah. And the second one was, يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ قَالَ وَلَا تَتْرُكَنَّ الصَّلَاةِ الصَّلَاةِ الْمَكْتُوبَةِ مُتَعَمِّدًا وَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَقَدْ بَرِئَتْ مِنْهُ ذِمَّةُ اللَّهِ Now, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about himself, أُوتِيَ جَوَامِعَ الْكَلِمِ Rasulullah was given the ability to compress something that is vast, something that is wide, and make it very simple in very few words. This is one of those things. It may sound very simple. It may sound something that every Muslim would know or should know. However, the hikam and the rules, the wisdom and the rules between these two lines are countless. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تتركن الصلاة المكتوبة and do not abandon the salah which is obligatory, which is fard on you. And this advice, as we mentioned, was for Abu Darda. But this is also for the rest of the Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is min jawami' al-karim allati utiha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ وَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا. Whoever decides to abandon this five daily obligatory, mandatory fara'id, فَقَدْ بَرِئَتْ مِنْهُ ذِمَّةُ اللَّهِ. Now as a mu'min, when you heard the last term or the last word, فَقَدْ بَرِئَتْ مِنْهُ ذِمَّةُ اللَّهِ, if we have, or if we have the necessary iman, we would be troubled, or troubling at this situation, through this statement, or at this statement. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, whoever so abandons his five daily prayers, then the dhimmatullah, الدم يا إخوتي في الله, means the protection of Allah. The protection of Allah is free from that person. And I understand in our daily terms, if one of us decides to drive a vehicle with no insurance through the city of Calgary, he will be concerned with every turn. He or she will be concerned with every vehicle that passes by. That person will be so cautious, so concentrated on his driving or her driving, that he or she will drive for herself or himself and for the rest of the people on the road. Why? Because you know you don't have insurance. You know that if something happens, though it may not be your fault, is still it will consider your fault. But when you have insurance, when your vehicle is insured, then you will drive with comfort. You will go out, not be concerned what would happen to you as much. And here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving something more drastic, more vivid for a mu'min to see and understand. And he's telling us the dhimmah of Allah, the ahd, the promise, the covenant, the protection, the safeguard, the security of Allah is free from you. And you are free from it. Which means, as they say, you are your own. Yes, no one else out there for you but yourself. So it is important, ya ikhwati fillah, that for the mu'min to maintain these five daily prayers as Allah ordered and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instruct us. And he said another hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal hadith fi sunan ibn majah wa before that fi musnad ahmad wa sahahahu shaykh al-albani rahimahullah. Yaqul Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خمس صلوات, five daily prayers, كتبهن الله على العباد. كتبهن, it means it's been prescribed. It has been made obligatory. Allah in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, what did He say? كتب عليكم الصيام. كتب, same exact word. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كُتِبَ, it has been prescribed for a mu'min to perform five daily prayers. قَالَ مَنْ أَتَاهُنَّ لَمْ يُضَيِّعْ مِنْهُنَّ شَيْئًا إِسْتِخْفَافًا بِحَقِّهِنَّ. And subhanAllah, he said, whoever performs or performs them without belittling the status of the salah, without neglecting the rights of the salah. Now imagine that the rights of the salah. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان له عند الله عهدا أن يدخله الجنة. If you perform these 5 daily prayers, then it is عهد. I remember what I did last week, so I'll skip the tea this time. He's saying صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, if you perform these 5 daily prayers as Allah has prescribed, then you have ahd, you have contract with Allah that your reward is Jannah. Subhanallah. Jannah, ya khawati. Can you comprehend the beauty of Jannah? Can you understand the sweetness of you tasting the water of Jannah? And how rivers running underneath of other rivers. A place that regardless how smart, how intelligent, how wild your imagination may be, a place that you can never imagine. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يقول أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِ. Allah is saying أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِ. And listen to the hadith of Allah through the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِ. I have prepared for my servant. وَاللَّهِ أَخْوَتِ لِلَّهِ. يعني سبحان الله. Allah is telling you, لِعِبَادِ. I mean, you belong to Allah. Allah is saying, you are part of me. You are part of my creation. Not a physical part. But it means, you are part of my creation. لِعِبَادِ. مَا نَعِمَتْ. وَلَا أُذُنُ سَمِعَتْ. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشْرٍ. 3 things. مَا عَيْنُ رَأَتْ. No matter how many times you went to bath, no matter how many times you went to Disneyland or Wonderland or Headland, whatever they call it, no matter how many times you went and see a fantasy land, but Rasulullah is telling you through that too, by the order of Allah, no eye ever seen it. No eye. No eye. And no ear have ever and ever and ever heard of. Ya'ani subhanAllah. Ya Allah. The description of the Jannah in the Quran, Surah Muhammad, when you recite Surah Muhammad. Or the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your hair will stand up, يعني. You will feel, oh my God, I am levitating, I am floating, I am flying, because of the sweetness of the description. Yet Allah is telling you, Rasulullah is telling you, no, it did never come to your heart, it did not pass through the passages of your heart. So يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى, يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, كان عهدا كان له عند الله عهدا أن يدخله الجنة. It is عهد, it is a promise from Allah to that servant that he will place him in Jannah. Now, it means, ya ikhwati fillah, performing a salah at the time that Allah has prescribed. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةِ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَّوْقُوتًا. At the time, you don't delay for a job. You don't delay because you have to finish an assignment. You don't have to delay until you get home. You don't have to feel shy because you're praying in front of people. No, you deliver the responsibility that has been handed over to you back to Allah with respect. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى ويل للمصلين. Have you ever heard anything more powerful than this ayah? ويل للمصلين. Woe to those who perform the salah. Allahu Akbar. And woe is for those who pray. What would be the condition of the people who do not pray? What would be the condition of a person who says, I don't have to pray now, I'll pray after I pass 40 years old, after and 40. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. يقول عبد الله بن عباس in tafsir of this ayah, ساهون mean those who delay their prayers. Those who do not perform it at the time when the salah is still wajib. But they delay the salah for some reason. قال ومن لم يأتي بهن فليس له عند الله عهدا. And if you don't perform the salawat, then you have no covenant with Allah. You have no contract. You have no security from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if what if that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He was praising the believers, قال والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون. ماذا يرثون إخوة في الله؟ قال الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون. Now, especially for the Arab, or those who speak the language, or those who study the meaning of this. Now, if you never read this passage or this ayat before, it will come to your mind. And when you read, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, then what? And those who safeguard their prayers, those who protect their prayers, what will come after that? يَقُولُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. They are the inheritors. What will you inherit? This dunya, authority, power, wealth, status, degree? No. Allah يقول الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those who will inherit Firdaus. You will inherit. You will have your share. And in Miranda, usually you inherit your relatives. Whatever they left for you, you then you inherit. Here Allah is telling you, if you safeguard your prayers, then you will inherit. Inherit what? Al-Firdaus. اعمل لدار البقاء هو مخازنها الجار احمد والرحمن ناشئها ارض لها ذهب والمسك طينتها. Now when you hear this description, I don't know how you would feel, but sometimes nothing else would satisfy a lot of young people a long time ago except hearing the description of Jannah. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say. Then يا إخوتي في الله قال هم فيها خالد. And look at this. You may inherit something, but how long would that last? You inherit millions from your parents, millions from your relatives. You may lose this, but here Allah is giving you a guarantee that whatever you inherit because of the salah is endless. هم فيها خالد. You will be there in forever and ever, and you will never come out of it. Now this is for those who safeguard their prayers. And yet, إخوتي في الله, I don't know how many of you come across or saw a non-Muslim accepting Islam. But through the center or through the masajid, most of the time we ask them, how do you accept Islam? And you cannot imagine the number of the Muslims, the number of the new Muslims who will say, oh, my co-workers always used to take the time out for a prayer. Or this man who used to work for me, and he used to say, I have to pray. And out of curiosity, that triggered curiosity in my mind, I want to know, what is this religion that is ordering its followers to pray regardless where they are and what they're doing? And sometimes we give a negative impression. I remember in this masjid, Southwest Masjid, Ramadan after Taraweeh, I saw a non-Muslim roaming about the masjid. He came and he performed a salah with us. And he's roaming about the masjid. And you can tell when the person is not of you. You know, because when you're Muslim and you walk into the masjid, you know, you have that, you know, coolness in your heart, in your face, and you can see the person, he is automatically, he knows what to do. You feel that the person is in cruise, and then he comes to say, Allahu Akbar, and you feel through his steps that he's walking towards the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this person is kind of confused. So I say, excuse me, do you need help? Can I help you? He said, yes. You know, I'm here, it's my first time. I say, are you Muslim? He said, no. I said, let's sit down and let's have a chat. Sit down. He came to Salat al-Taraweeh and he prayed with us, but nobody knows because we were busy. And then we sat and he accepted Islam after 5 minutes. And you will not believe what he said. After I told him about Salah and how the Salah is the connection between Allah and His servant. It is that connection that always brings you back from this crazy world, this busy world, and brings you back to reality and reminds you the purpose of your creation, the purpose of your existence. He said, excuse me, and he picked up the phone and he called 35 of his employees. He has 35 Muslims who are working for them, who is working for him. He has a business, he has a franchise business. And he said to them, all of them, you know who I am? And they said, no. He said, I'm in the masjid. Do you know where is the masjid? Some of them said, yes. Some of them said, no. He said, if you're not here in the masjid, every Friday you'll find it. SubhanAllah. He just accepted Islam and he's finding 35 of his, if they don't pray. And some of them say, I've been working with you for 5 years. You never mentioned anything about Salah. You never mentioned anything about Islam. SubhanAllah. And of course the Muslims, mashaAllah, they will come to the masjid and will punch in as they're going to work for Salah. This is how a new Muslim, this is the burning desire that this person has for Salah. So Allah is telling you, أنتم الوارثون. And you not only be there for a temporary time, you will not have the anxiety and the concern, or how long am I going to stay here? But He's giving you the guarantee, يُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. You will be there forever and ever. And for those, يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ, who claim to be a Muslim, and I know I mentioned this before, but Islam is not something that you inherit. Islam is something that you earn, ya ikhwati fillah. There is no such thing in Islam called is Muslim by birth. That's for the Christians. If you're Christian, you're Christian by birth. You're Yahudi by birth. But Islam, you're Muslim because you earn it. You're Muslim because you earn it. So don't tell me you're Muslim because your forefathers were Muslim. You're Muslim because you're here in the masjid, performing the salah, fearing Allah. And if the person abandons the salah, يقول, after Allah mentioned the mu'mineen, the prophets and so on, قَالَ فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ. See, Allah is telling us the negative side of the people. He said, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. Who came after the first generation? A generation about salah. They abandoned the salah. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ. And they followed their desires. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. These people will be thrown into a ghayy. The ulama, they say, that ghayy is a valley in hellfire. Others, they said, it's a river that runs through hellfire. Others, they said, no, This is not this or that. This is usarat ahl al-nar, subhanAllah. You know what? The people in Jahannam are punished. Whatever comes, whatever pus that comes out of their body, this is where those people are going to be in, wal-iyadu billah, which is physically painful, emotionally painful, ya ikhwati fillah. Inside out, you're in filth. قال فسوف يبقون غنيا. And أهل جهنم يا إخوتي في الله, the people of Jahannam, when they are conversating, talking to one another, they ask, ما سلككم في سقر؟ Why are you in Jahannam? They will say, قالوا لم نكن من المصلين. لم نكن. Yeah. The first reason that they mention for them being in Jahannam is because they were not among the Musalleen. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qad, in talking about the people of Jahannam, qad, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَرْ لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَذَرْ لَوَّاحَةٌ لِلْبَشَرْ عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ. To show you, when the person is in the usarat ahlil nar, and the reason that they are there, then there are malaika guarding them, so they don't leave, and they can never leave. The second wasiyah, ikhwati fi Allah, or the third wasiyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال ولا تشربن الخمر, and do not drink alcohol, فإنها مفتاح كل شيء. Indeed, it is the key of all evil. الخمر is the key of all evil. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, والحديث في الطبراني وحسنه شيخ الألباني, قال الخمر, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, أم الخبائث. Say الخمر is the mother of filth, mother of sins, وأكبر الكبائر, and the greatest of all sins after the shirk. قال من شربها, whoever drinks it, وقع على أمه, وقع على أمه. ما معنى وقع على أمه والعياذ بالله؟ Means he commits adultery with his own mother. وخالتي, and his aunt. وعمتي, from both sides. Why? When the person is intoxicated and he's not in his sense, he can do anything. يقول عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه, اجتنبوا الخبائث, اجتنبوا الخمر, فإنها أم الخبائث. He said, رضي الله عنه, avoid خمر. Indeed, it is the mother of all khabarith. And this athar al-mawquf, rawahu al-Nasa'i fi sunan wa sahahahu al-Albani, rahimahullah. Uthman bin Affan, he said, avoid al-khamr. And then he gives a story saying, from the people before you, there was this man that a lady called him. And she said to him, she said her servant, and she said, come, I need you to be witness of something. So the man came and entered the house, and every time he entered a room, the servant would lock the door behind him until he came to this lady. And she said, I did not call you to witness anything, but I called you to do one of three things. Either commit a zina with me, or kill this child from a zina, or drink wine with me. So he evaluated. He said, zina is the worst thing that a woman can do. A zina, the iman of the woman is lifted from the mu'min at the time of zina. The iman of the mu'min is out of his heart at the time when he's committing a zina. So he said, no. Then he said, killing an innocent people, a person, it is also a sin, a great sin. Then he said, maybe the less evil of all three is drinking alcohol. So he drank and he asked for more. And when he became drunk, he committed zina with the lady. He killed the child. So he did all three at once. Because of khamr. Because of khamr, ya ikhwati fillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ Oh, will you believe? Indeed, الْخَمْرُ intoxicant. It means anything that will cause you to be in a state of delusion. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ By the way, يَا إِخْوَةِ بِاللَّهِ One of the ulama, or some of the asbab of this ayah, يقول Sulb al-Nuzul of this ayah. Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. You know Ali, he was in love of jihad. So every time he collects money, he gets the money and he saves it so he can spend it for the sake of Allah. And then Ali radiyallahu anhu purchased camels for the purpose of next expedition, for the purpose of next battle. And then يقول أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه and he was the one who was serving the Sahaba including Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib أسأل الله وأسأل رسوله Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib got drunk رضي الله عنه and this is before the khamr became haram and he took